it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday, rainy Thursday morning. Garden show time with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody.
Are you
kind of wet out there?
Yeah. Are you liking the rain, Dwayne?
Oh, yeah. It's great. And you know what? We're going to talk a little bit about the rain, what it provides, and there's some facts and figures on rain. So okay. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah, we need some questions. Give us a call if you have a lawn or garden question for Dwayne. We'll open up the phone lines now, 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. And we do have an email question. But before we get to that, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
Plant of the week is called a meadowlark forsythia. And if you go online, Paul posted that picture for the program, and that's out of my backyard. It's in full bloom right now, bright, bright yellow flowers. It actually flowers before it gets the leaves on it. The leaves are dark green, and it's very hardy. If you want a larger bush in your lawn, that's kind of the first signs of spring. Meadowlark forsythia, very hardy, zone 3, grows up in Canada.
How big can it get?
If you don't prune it, I mean, I haven't pruned mine a lot. Mine's probably 6-7 feet tall.
Okay.
So if you have it out in your, not by your house, or if you do, you should prune it right after it's done flowering, because then it'll form flower buds for the next year. And it blooms all the way up the stem.
Okay.
It's a loose, dark, golden yellow flower. Very pretty.
Do they come in different color? Can they come in different colors?
There actually is a white one, but most of them are yellow or yellow that are good around here. You usually see the yellow ones around.
Okay. All right. So what's our horticultural concern for the week?
You see a lot of things at this stage of the game before your plants get a lot of leaves on and stuff, and was looking around and see a lot of, believe it or not, woodpecker damage.
Oh, really?
If you see the picture that I posted?
Yep.
It's really ugly.
Is that in your yard?
Unfortunately, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I have an Amur choke cherry in my yard, and that's done by a yellow belly sapsucker, which is a woodpecker. And what they're doing is they peck holes in that, and then they fly away. And they usually don't like people, so you don't see them very often. And then the sap starts flowing out of that, and they come back and they suck on that sap. So that's why it's called yellow belly sapsucker. It's a yellow woodpecker.
Oh.
And also other damages you see there that birds pecking on your trees is the insects. There's borers and stuff in your trees. And what I would do for the first one for this woodpecker thing is get a pruning sealer and spray that on that area, or else you get do that and a product called Tree Coat, what looks like grease.
Mm-hmm.
You put grease on there, and the bird doesn't like that. It won't sit there anymore. So,
oh.
And it'll go on one plant and peck it to death.
Yeah, there's a, looking at that picture I posted on a KOKP Facebook page, there's a lot of holes in that tree, Dwayne.
Right around the tree, and it looks like they measure it, and it's in a perfect circle.
Does it keep you up at night, or when do they usually do that early in the morning? Or
no, they're smart animals. You hardly ever see a yellow-belly sapsucker, and they know when to be there. Okay. I don't think they're night ones.
You can hear them. You can hear them pecking on the tree, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
When we get an inch of rain.
We got over 2, I think, since it started yesterday.
1 inch of rain?
Yep.
I'll ask that question next. How many gallons of water is that per acre?
Oh, you're asking the wrong guy. I don't know.
over 27,000 gallons of water.
Oh, wow. Per acre.
Per acre. That's 113 tons of water per acre.
Wow.
And we've got 2.5 inches of rain now.
Yep.
That's 68,000 gallons of water per acre out there. That's a lot of water.
Yep, yep. And it's still raining, so, yeah.
You know, and our atmosphere is talking about what plants need is 80% nitrogen, okay? When it rains, it collects that nitrogen and, you know, waters and brings down that nitrogen.
Yep.
In 1 acre, it only brings down 18 pounds of nitrogen.
Mm.
So that's only 1/100th of the amount needed for a plant. So it brings down nitrogen, it greens things up, but it doesn't bring down a lot.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, so it affects the rain effect.
I got another question for you.
What's that?
Cattle manure. We're going to talk manure now for a while.
Okay. My favorite subject.
Is that right? I bet. In a ton of cattle manure, okay, how much nitrogen is in there?
Oh, quite a bit, I would guess.
Nope.
No.
No, it's only 12 pounds of nitrogen, okay? And so I figured that out. If you buy a 25-pound bag of manure, you get 0.15 pounds per 25 pounds. That's 0.006 pounds per pound. Manure isn't a fertilizer, okay? Not very good.
Oh, it's not. I always thought it was.
You know why you use manure?
Why?
You get the organic matter, okay? So it loosens up your soil, creates an environment so you get the bacteria in your soil, and the bacteria is what absorbs and breaks down the nitrogen and feeds it to the plant.
Okay.
So putting manure on your yard is good. It provides some nutrients, but you need to put a, you know, when farmers put manure on their field, they put a heck of a lot on to get some nitrogen on there.
Right, yep.
Yep.
Yeah, you can smell it when you drive by.
Yep. So we've had our manure story for the day.
Yeah. So the rain that we are getting, over 2.5 inches in the Madison area now, since yesterday, that's all good for a lot of different reasons, right?
Well, it's good for nutrients. It's good for the water because the hair roots on the plant take up the moisture. The whole plant will take in moisture, okay? The leaves, the flowers will all absorb the moisture, but most of it's done through the hair roots, through capillary action, through the xylem that takes the water up and brings it up into the plant.
Okay, can we ever get too much rain for plants?
My dad, who had been 120 years old now, told me when I was a young boy, you never complain about rain. But you know what? You can.
Okay. Okay, yeah, don't complain about it.
Don't complain, but, you know, that's what we normally do around here.
Right, right. All right, Dwayne, we're going to get into an email question that we received from one of our listeners. You ready?
Yep.
All right, this person says, I would like to transplant some 8 to 12-foot Black Hills spruce trees from our grove to an area along a ravine. How far away from the ravine should I stay? The movers have a spade big enough for that size tree. And thanks, and they'll be listening.
So I would stay at least 10 to 12 feet away from the ravine, okay? And if the ravine has water in it, evergreens do not like to have wet roots, okay? So stay away from the ravine so you don't get water on the roots.
Okay. Talk about the Black Hills spruce trees.
Black Hills spruce. Okay, back to transplanting the trees.
Yep.
You have to do that before bud break, okay, before the bud expands.
Why is that?
Because after that, you're going to hurt the tree, okay? That bud will dry out and you won't get new growth. So you want to move evergreens and other trees when they're dormant, okay? Because what you're doing is cutting off a lot of roots. So we just talked about water. So the evergreens can't take in as much water as they need because you're cutting the roots, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you want to move your trees when they're dormant. And an evergreen will go dormant after the middle of August. So from August till, we got to move them pretty darn quick, okay? Otherwise, they're going to start growing. They'll start growing in the middle of April. So time to move your transplanted trees, okay?
Okay.
You can buy trees that are already in pots, And you can plant them off the pot, but you can't dig up, cut the roots, and move it to the tree when it's actively growing.
Okay. Or Black Hill
spruce are really having a problem out there.
Why is that?
They got a fungus problem. It's called Rhizospira spruce needlecast, and we've talked about that before. It's a fungus that attacks those trees, and when you're going to move them like that, you're wounding that tree, so you can open it up to more diseases and more type stuff like that. You should, if you have a tree like that that isn't greening up and is brownish red, especially on the outside growth, that's a sign of this fungus problem. And if you want to bring in a sample, I can tell you if you have it or not. You need to spray a fungicide on that. And you usually do that during that candle stage when it's starting to form new needles. You should spray it with a fungicide.
Okay. All right. Thanks to that listener for the question. That was a great question. So, that's not my phone. That's your phone. Huh?
That's my phone. I got people on that phone. I got people at the back door who want to talk to me.
All right. Well, we have a few minutes
here. Busy time in the garden horticulture industry right now. Our greenhouses are full, and we got a lot of new stuff in. So potatoes and onions and garden seeds, bulk garden seeds. We got herbs in this week that look great. And we expanded our herb collection by a lot. So if you're looking for some different stuff, stop in. They're here.
Okay. I saw you went up and got your potatoes. Did you plant one on Good Friday?
Yeah. Did I? I actually did, but I planted it in a pot.
Not in the ground, huh?
Not in the ground. I planted it in a pot and planted some onions in a pot. And it's easier to... On my bench in the back, I sit there and plant all day long, so I said I had to plant a potato, and I did.
All right.
Yeah. We have all kinds, but they're going fast, and there's a lot of stories about limited things out there, but it is true about potatoes that there's not a lot of potatoes out there, so if you're going to plant potatoes, I would get them soon.
Okay. All right, and where are you located, Dwayne, and when are your hours at Heather Nursery?
Heather Nursery in Floral has three locations, in Madison there on Main Street, Dawson on Main Street here, and Heather Nursery in Montevideo is located in the Smith Edition. We're open from 8 till 5, Monday through Friday, Saturday from 9 till noon, and we're closed on Sunday, but if you need me, just give me a call and we'll take care of you.
All right, real good, Dwayne, and a great show again, and enjoy the rain, right?
Enjoy the rain. Enjoy your meadowlark forsythia because they're absolutely gorgeous right now.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Thursday on The Garden Show.
You bet. See you, Paul. Everybody have a great week.
All right. Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Greenhouse on our Garden Show for this Thursday.